Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. And the broadcast and the daily bread are a blessing and good food for the soul. Always encouraging and edifying preaching, Brother Rice, as you do speak the truth from the Lord. Keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to press on and keep the faith through their trials and tribulations. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May God bless all the saints everywhere. And Maranatha.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. For he has made me glad.
He has made me glad.
I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad.
I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad.
He has made me glad.
I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help us now. Our endeavor is to worship you, Lord. So help our infirmities. We will glorify you. That is what you would have us to do. Since you purchased us, you've told us, Lord, we do know that your will is that we glorify you in our bodies, in our spirits, what you're yours. I would speak as the oracles of God. You've given us faith, O God, and you've given me to speak words of faith. We would hear what the Spirit saith. We would be doers of the word. We would receive this engrafted word. We would glorify you, Lord. Or we would not mock you, Lord. We would not come in form and fashion and foolishness, Lord. Oh, God, we would humble ourselves this hour. Thank you, Lord. We stand in the presence of a holy God. Thank you, Lord. Help us now, Father. Help the saints everywhere. We pray for healing, Lord. Seem like we're always praying for healing, but rightfully so, because you are the God that heals. Thank you, Lord. So we pray for Sister Tammy Mitchell this hour, Sister Teresa Mitchell this hour. Stretch forth your hand to heal, O God, and to deliver. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So God's saving us. Isn't that wonderful? Now, let us respond righteously. Let us put aside all the foolishness. And like we don't need to be saved. Like it's the easy thing. It didn't cost God anything to do it. Let's not present ourselves like that. Now, usually we do. And see, I'm trying to admonish us. God's not pleased with that. We find some human, earthly reason why we shouldn't glorify him. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Especially when God, who cannot lie, says that he's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. God also said, and he cannot lie, I'm not going to believe y'all, he said that we can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us. Hallelujah. So that is the light, brother, that I'm going to walk in. Because the Almighty God with all authority said, walk in that light. And I rejoice to see you walk in the light. I rejoice to see you rejoicing in the Lord. I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. So, I'm not sufficient of myself to think of myself as anything. My sufficiency is of God. Hallelujah. So I entreat the Lord for help always. Thank you, Lord. Now, healing is not hard for God. Even though only God can save us, it's not hard for him to do it. You understand? Not hard. Not hard. I mean, all that it takes, he has. But it is quite a job. Understand that. It's not hard because he's God. And he's a mighty God. And he's just able to save to the uttermost. But it's quite a job. Huh? No man can do it. Hallelujah. And part of the miracle in it is God wants to do it. You know that. Yeah. Isn't that miraculous? Hallelujah. Why he should care for me? Say it like you mean it. Yeah. Why would he be concerned with a bunch of people who don't want to give him the praise? Who sing the songs about entering in with thanksgiving but won't give thanks? Why would he fool with folk like that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, there's a saying about throwing out the baby with the bathwater. And I've heard it. What it means is when you get rid of what you don't want, make sure you don't throw away what's valuable. And man's wisdom usually does that. You know, we try to get rid of stuff, but what we do is throw away the good. We should refuse the evil and choose the good. Hallelujah. Now, man in his wisdom can't ever get it right because man's wisdom is just foolish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. So I've got scriptures about unsearchable riches, God's manifold wisdom, which means abounding, varying, you know. His wisdom is abounding. It's many different ways. Manifold, diverse. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. But in everything that's got, you look around, the creation is the wisdom of God. Absolutely. His triumph over death, hell, and the grave. That's wisdom. Huh? His calling you out of darkness. Giving you an inheritance. Yeah, the only wise God can do it. Hallelujah. Of course, if men could save men, they wouldn't save us. You know that, don't you? No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. Absolutely not. If salvation belonged to the Jews, we couldn't get none. If it belonged to the black man, we couldn't get none. Huh? Salvation is of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. We'll talk a little bit. I won't be too long, I don't reckon. Manifold wisdom, which is in diverse and various forms, you know, intricate, which is not necessarily complicated, intricate, but it is meticulously and wisely, you know. Hallelujah. Some of the wood carvings are intricate. Absolutely. And the wood's only valuable because of the time the artist put in carving it out. Otherwise, it's just a piece of wood. So that's sort of like us. Kind of useless, except for the carvings that God put in it. You know what he writes in our hearts. Hallelujah. What he clothed us with. Hallelujah. The garment of praise. Hallelujah. Now, his grace is also manifold. That's the wisdom of God. So there's many, there's various forms and manner of grace. But it's all the grace of God. It's all God's favor. And we don't deserve it. Grace, by definition, means that we don't deserve it. If it's of works, then the Bible says no more grace. So by grace we're saved, not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. Hallelujah. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. But if we glory, let us glory in the Lord. Well, there's manifold temptations as well. I've got it in the scriptures. So that's why there's manifold grace. Everybody understand that? Hallelujah. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. This grace that brought me safe this far, grace will lead me on. Glory. Thank you, Lord. I've got scriptures about many. Of course, we know that we do not want to be part of the many. Many fall in such categories as seeking to enter in, not able. Many in the broad way. Many deceived. Many offended. Many whose love waxed cold. So you don't want to be part of the many. We want to be part of the few. You know, few there be that find the way that leads to life. Thank you, Lord. All right, few. Abounding sin. Well, if we're going to talk about abounding sin, we have to talk about abounding grace. Not only is it manifold, it's abounding. That's one of the various forms of it. It's abounding, which means that it's plentiful. So the scripture says it like this. Where sin did abound, and it's still abounding, grace did much more abound. In other words, whatever the devil does, God does more to conquer it. So there's no weapon formed against you that can prosper. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hallelujah. Now that should encourage us to go forth to the battle. Since we are more than conquerors, we go forth to the battle. We put on the whole armor of God. We stand against the wiles of the devil. We put off the old man. See, in doing that, we agree with the Lord that we are more than conquerors. When we say that we're more than conquerors, we won't take up our weapons. We won't go forth to the battle. Then we are disagreeing with God. Now, the God who cannot lie say we are more than conquerors. In faith, we go forth to the battle. Just saying with your lips, singing song, more than a conqueror, means nothing if you don't go forth to the battle. You going forth to the battle, let God know that you believe that you are more than a conqueror. When you're fearful and unbelieving, then God knows you're fearful and unbelieving. Fear not, little flock. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Oh, there's many vain talkers. Absolutely. One of the characters in the Bunyan account was talkative. And brother, he could talk like he was the holiest man. He knew everything about God. But whenever Christian talked to him about the power, he didn't want to hear it. He wanted, He didn't mind talking about being more than a conqueror. But when Christian put the power in it, oh no, man, no! Hallelujah. Hopefully we don't fall in that. Yeah, we love the power. Without the power, it's no good. You know, otherwise we profess to know him, but deny the power thereof. Oh, I thought that was the Baptist. Well, they're not the only ones. Hallelujah. Even the best. You know, Brother Peter denied the power. Absolutely. Yeah. He said, I don't know that guy. Absolutely not. Three times.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Oh. He had to change his language one time. Yes. Absolutely. Amen. No. Blankety blank. I don't know him.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. But since he had been with Jesus, it was evident. though he denied it, there was still a witness.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Because the Lord can't deny himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, thank you, Lord. Death destroyed. Isn't that wonderful? Abolished. Cast into the lake of fire. That's in the end. Manifold wisdom. Job 5:12, he disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. 1 Corinthians 3:18. Let no man deceive himself. Many shall be deceived. Let no man deceive himself. This is commandment from God. It's also instruction and wisdom from God. The wisdom is we're likely to do it. That's the wisdom. So we have the admonition and the authority not to do it. The admonition is the authority. Don't deceive yourself. This is God giving you power.
Amen.
Don't deny the power.
Glory.
Be not deceived.
Amen.
God is not mocked.
Amen.
As a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Says here, if any man among you seem to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise.
Amen.
Our foolishness is in thinking that we know. Don't tell me different. I've been around too long. Hallelujah. And people that think they know, you won't be able to tell them.
Amen.
Whether they're young or old.
Amen.
That's what happened with children as they grow up. When they're children, when they're young, you can tell them.
Yes, yes.
But as they grow up, then they know.
Amen.
So you are not able to tell them.
Amen.
And except ye be converted,
yes,
and become little children,
Jesus,
you will in no wise enter,
Amen,
into the kingdom. Hallelujah. I know how to pray. Well, let me tell you what the Bible says. We know not how to pray as well. See how much we know? See, not only do we say that, we act like that. Yeah. Y'all don't let me tell you. Absolutely not. You know why? You already know. What can I say? I'll just do my part. Huh? Oh, I know how to do this. I know how to do it. That's why I can't tell you. Praise the Lord. So here we are, caught in our own trap, huh? That always happened with the wisdom of man. He get caught in his own trap. He fall in the pit that he dig for me, for others. Y'all know, this is the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Huh? The kids used to say, I'm rubber and you are glue. Whatever you say sticks on you. Woo, glory, glory. Well, that's the wisdom of God. Huh? Yes. Whatever you go to do against God, is against you. Thank you, Lord. But since men don't believe God, they continue to do that. Now, don't be like that. That really is foolish. You understand? If we start in the wrong way and turn and go, that's all right. But we're going in the wrong and we keep going. That's foolish. Don't you know that our wisdom is foolish? Well, as much as we know, God will be able to instruct us. Hallelujah. Wise man loves instruction. I see. Foolish man, well, don't tell me I know. I know how to do this. I know how to do that. And if you know as you ought to know, someone tried to tell you, you still listen. You would. Yeah, you would. I see. I guess we're too wise for that, huh? Huh? I know how to mix honey in my drink. Well, some don't know. You know how I know. I wasn't looking for it, but over the past few days, I've seen these. I said, what's that? What's that? Yeah, that's wasteful. Prodigal. There's a better way. Absolutely. It's not hard. I'll be done shortly. I need you, Lord. So let him become a fool, that he may be wise. If you know, fine. If you think you know, you're in trouble. So make sure you become a fool. Huh? Hallelujah. Hmm? And in doing that, you know what? You'll be wise. This is what God said now. So some of us, we despise wisdom because, you ain't going to move me away from my no. Huh? I know how to pray. Well, let me tell you what the scripture said. I'm going to wear this one out. You know not what to pray. How to pray as you ought. You know not how to pray as you ought. Hallelujah. Well, what do most of us say? You ain't going to fool me because I live here. Most of us say, I know how to pray. Well, we need to become fools. I guess I'm perverting the scriptures. Huh? Hallelujah. And in so doing, we'll be wise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I mean, if the signs say go this way to get there and that's the way to go, you're not going to argue, are you? Well, that's not wise, is it? Our signs say, Waldenburg, this way. And we say, no. Huh? That is foolish, isn't it? Well, that's when we think we're wise. God said, do it this way. We say, no, no. That ain't how I pray. Hey, I know how to pray. Well, y'all want to hear what the scriptures say? It says, we know not how to pray as well. Hey, it said, we know not. Now, who should I believe? Should I believe you or should I believe God? Better yet, who will you believe? Will you believe you or will you believe God? God said you don't know how to pray as you ought to pray. You don't know what to pray for. However, there's a remedy. The Spirit. Huh? He helpeth our infirmity. Glory, glory. Also, he make intercession for us. Well, what's required, though, is we submit to it. I know how to submit to the Spirit. I see. That's what your mouth say. Huh? When we know how to submit to the Spirit, we end up doing what the Spirit says. I'm not going to back up. You ain't going to back me up. Absolutely not. You won't back me up. You can look at me anyway. Say what you want to say. Huh? If you know how to submit to the Spirit, then you end up doing what the Spirit say. Otherwise, no matter what you say, you don't know. And for most of us, the Spirit says different for what it says for the other folk. Ain't we something? Ain't we something? Ain't we something? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Brother Gino. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Brother Kurt. Y'all not going to get excited? Oh, some of them trying to give me the hook. I got to obey God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's wisdom. I know. I'm wise too, but. Oh, help me, Jesus. I know God said this, but I'm going to do this. That's not wise. We try to pass it off as wisdom. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. That's not wise either. What we ought to say is, this is foolish. That would be wisdom. Huh? Glory, glory. It's like you going in the wrong way. You say, this is the wrong way. That's righteousness. Hallelujah. Oh, the proud man won't say that, though. No, he won't. So if he gets some help from God, this is some of God's grace, you know. Without God's grace, he won't ever say it. I don't care how upside down and backwards it is, he won't confess that it's wrong. Absolutely. He'll maintain that I'm the exception. Since it's me, it's all right. I know a little bit about man, don't I? There's no secret. Y'all know how. No. I'm going to tell the truth about it, though. Hallelujah. Well, I know you're going to say, oh, I'm not like that, Pastor. Too late. I believe God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I hear you talking. Well, if I was wretched as you, brother, I'd call on Jesus. I do. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Let us not deny the power. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. The God who cannot lie said it. And I'll bring to naught the understanding of the prudent. He hides these things from the wise and the prudent, but he reveals them to babes. Hallelujah. Now, babes don't say, I know. Get out of my way. You can't tell me. Babes say, show me. Well, then that's when you get revelation. We're in trouble then, aren't we? Huh? Come on, saints, y'all. Why y'all being mean to me? Hallelujah. I'm going to forgive you now. Hallelujah. Yeah, I am. I'm not going to let you lock me up. I'm a free man. I'm going to stay free. Hallelujah. Free to serve the Lord. Free to serve you. I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. There's no chains holding me. My soul is resting. Oh, it's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free, no longer bound. There's no chains holding me, my soul is resting. Oh, it's a blessing. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free. Hallelujah. In righteousness, that's what we testify. Hallelujah. In unrighteousness, we find an occasion not to join in. I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to back up. Hallelujah. Now, heads up, I said we come here to worship God, and some just, I know, they're here, but they say, I know how to worship. That's what I told you. But it's evident that you don't. Because they that worship God, they worship Him in spirit and in truth. Huh? One accord. Oh, we don't, I'm from the Bronx, I worship like this. I'm from Venezuela, I worship like this. Huh? Where is it, Phil? Minnesota? No, you. Norwegian. Huh? I worship like this. Now, we don't say that we do that. You know, I'm a teacher. I worship like this. See? Hallelujah. Hey, I'm from the mountains. I worship like this. Boy, they trying to set me down this morning. Huh? Trying to back me up. You got a fight on your hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, He's able to make me stand. He's able to keep me from falling. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, we're between a rock and a hard place. Because God says that one body, one spirit. And we just try to call God a liar. It's not that we purposely try to do it, but we go back to the saying about tossing out the baby with the bathwater. We would like to do that, but we keep the stuff that we should throw away, and we throw away what we should keep. That's why we don't, absolutely. We throw out the baby with the bathwater. What we need to do it in one accord, we throw it out. And what we don't need, we keep. You know, this is how I do it. I know how to do it. We keep that. We keep that. You ain't going to tell me how to do it. We keep that, don't we? Yeah, we keep that. We keep that. And we throw away the word of God. We throw away the word of God. Speak the same thing. Be like-minded. I mean, is it evil for us to be like-minded? I see.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let this mind be in you, Charlene. That was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He humbled himself.
Yes.
He said, what'd you have me to do, Father? Well. Praise the Lord. I got to go on. Thank you, Lord. Got to go on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, there is forces to keep us from doing what God wants us to do. Of course, we have power over them. When we walk in the wisdom of God, we can discern their working. When we think we know, then they overtake us. Sure. Yeah, I know how not to let the devil trick me. Well, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Huh? You're falling in your own trap. You're falling in your own trap. Huh? Your man's very good at doing that, don't you? Oh, help me, Jesus. I don't know why some of y'all won't look lively.
Hallelujah.
Well, what are y'all trying to tell me when you look like that? Maybe you're saying you're not preaching it right.
Hallelujah.
Or you're not talking about me.
Amen.
Well, the ones I'm not talking to, you're free to leave. People, you go do something important.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Things that God revealed to babes, he hides from the wise and prudent. While he draw nigh to the humble, he He resists the proud.
Amen.
Y'all know this, don't you?
Yes.
I like we ought to know. See? Do I have a scripture for it? Yeah. If any man think he knoweth something, huh? He know not as he ought to know. There is no wisdom, none, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Anything that you purpose against God and all unrighteousness, huh? Then you dig a pit for yourself. Hallelujah. Any understanding that's not commensurate with the Spirit of God, it's detriment to you.
Amen.
That was not the case, we'd overthrow God. Don't tell me we wouldn't do it. Oh, yes. Well, that's in your old wicked heart, not mine, Pastor Rice. Too late.
Amen.
Too late. I live here. You know, rebellion is a form of man trying to overthrow God. Oh, we don't know nothing about rebellion, Pastor. Liars. See? We rebel against God. God said rebels. He said, Moses, you take that rod that Aaron's rod that budded, put it in the ark of the testimony for a testimony against some rebels. Huh? Thank you, Lord. He said to the prophet, I'm going to send you to a rebellious house. He's the most rebellious. Hallelujah. All day long, I stretch forth my hand to a disobedient and gainsaying folk. Thank you, Lord. So that's the condition of the world. They are in rebellion against God. Absolutely. We've been called out of the world. They are in rebellion. They don't regard God's authority. Absolutely not. Concerning anything. You know, God say he made a male and female. Man said, man, we'll make the choice. We'll make the choice. Hallelujah. Can't be done. I don't care what y'all do, you know. Hallelujah. And not only do they do their little dark stuff, and then they want to pass it off as, yeah, you accept this. Well, we have to accept God and God's word. That's an abomination. It's foolish. It's stupid. Hallelujah. It's a form of rebellion against God. Amen. Oh, I'm going on. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given. Thank you, Lord, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. So I think that these unsearchable riches should put a shine on our face. Absolutely. I think it should brighten our countenance. I'm not talking right. Now we're going to read about unsearchable riches and, you know, act like we know about unsearchable riches and our face is going to say different. Hallelujah. Brother David said, man, I got some soap. Put a shine on your face. You know what I told him? I said, bring it over here. Let's wash these things up. That is what I told him. Hallelujah. Huh? Thank you, Lord. I said, bring it over here. Let's wash these saints up. Brighten these countenance. Hallelujah. Come on. Some are determined to find some way not to do it. Maybe it's habit. You understand that? When you do something so that it becomes a habit, you don't even have to think about it. You end up doing it, and you don't know that you're doing it. Hallelujah. and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which was from the beginning of the world, hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, all things, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom, to go along with God's manifold grace, the manifold wisdom of God. He's wise in every way, in all ways, all the time. Hallelujah. He's wise enough to know when we're foolish, no matter what we say. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. By the faith of Jesus Christ, we have boldness and access. Because the faith we have is the faith of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's why it works. That's why God honors it. That's why it's the way to salvation. Yeah. It's the faith of Jesus Christ. Well, man's wise enough to want his own. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the truth is God gives us everything that we need, but we prefer our own. Wherefore, I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you. And I don't want to hear any revelation about the saints not going through tribulation. Amen. Too late. We're already in tribulation. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe you should have spoke to us before we got in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. You are my family. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. The riches of his glory. The riches of his glory. You know, his unsearchable riches. But make known to us the riches of his glory. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Inner man is the spirit man.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. He's the man that God talks to.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's the man that's born of God.
Amen.
The outward man, he perish.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
he won't abide.
Amen.
So be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
Yes,
that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That's why we have faith. So Christ can dwell in our hearts.
Hallelujah.
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 That we may know the things of God.
Yes, Lord.
That we may receive the things that he freely gives. Justified freely by his grace. Hallelujah. And that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend or understand. Not just you under your tree, but with all the saints. Now, see, that's one of the problems we have. We know stuff, but we know it and nobody else knows it. I don't think so. Hallelujah. Yeah. Bekia talks about Jesus, I'll never forget. I know what she's talking about. David said he brought me up also. I know what he's talking about. That's with all the things of God. How we deceive ourselves when we've got it and nobody else knows. Is that all right? Paul said, may be able to comprehend with all saints. What is the breadth, length, depth, and height? That covers it, huh? Well, what other dimensions left after that? Hallelujah. And to know the love of Christ. To know the love. Not think we know, but know. Hallelujah. Which passes knowledge?
Amen.
Well, 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 we have to get that figured out, huh? Thank you, Lord. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we may Ask her thing. Hallelujah. So our little infirmity is no problem with God. Hallelujah. He can heal heart disease. He can heal blindness. He can heal lameness. Absolutely. Hallelujah. He finds somebody that believe him. He finds somebody that believe him because that's how he does it. He does it by faith, which he gives you. Now you, so you want to be healed. You take that faith that God gave you and you say, here, I'm healed. Hallelujah. I often think of Joni Erickson Tata. Somehow she had some accident and got so that she couldn't do much with her body. I guess they call it paraplegic. But anyway, you hear that woman talk, brother. She glorified God. There's nothing wrong with her mouth. She glorified God. Yes, she does. She don't say, I can't swim and I can't walk and I, you know, like we do. I can't pick okra, Pastor Rice. And, I don't do that, Pastor. She don't talk. She said, God is good. His mercy forever. Oh, let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. Hallelujah. Pick me up. Turn me around. Place my feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you look too comfortable over there. Hallelujah. Yeah, we have to stir up your nest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Well, I've listened to her a few times because she showed up on the media I was listening to. And brother, she has a good conversation. Absolutely. And I didn't know until later that she was, you know, physically impaired. But you can't tell by the way she talked. Hallelujah. Yeah, she obeys that command to glorify God. Even though she can't walk, she can still glorify God. This is one of the most profound ways we can glorify God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, yeah.
If we would.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If we would. Doesn't start here, though. So we like to do it. But we don't like to pay the price to do it. Yeah, I've determined that I'm going to glorify God as much as he give me grace. Other than that, you know, I can't. But as much as God give me grace and he's given me a mouth, I'm going to endeavor to glorify God with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What we ought to do, you know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I mean, that's what grace is for. I see. But when we're corrupt, we like to take God's grace and use it for our own personal gain. Use it for our own purpose, not God's purpose. God's grace is that we can glorify him. Hallelujah. That's why he gave us a mouth. So the time we take to rail on our neighbor, we need to put that and give God glory. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Some of y'all just pacifying me, huh? Y'all don't believe what I'm saying, huh? Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, if we get in the spirit of these things would sort of encourage us, they would, Yeah, but otherwise, they won't do anything for it. Well, said, well, I know that already. Oh, I can say it better than that. No? Thank you, Brother Timothy. Hallelujah. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have an all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, and knowledge, and all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. There's manifold grace. See that you abound in this this giving grace. Hallelujah. Y'all know we can't be God-giving? Huh? The more we give, the more he gives to us. This is a law. Everybody understand? Just like, you know, there's a law about water. When it gets to a certain degree, it freezes over. Y'all know that? It does it in Japan. Huh? In whatever nation. You take water and it gets down to 32 degrees. Doesn't matter whether it's in Spain, China, France, or India. See? It will freeze. See what I mean? That's the law. That's the law. And God's word is law. Huh? Well, when we give, we give. And God gives to us. Absolutely. But envy don't believe that. No. No. Envy and strife said, well, let me get some before Sherry get it all. Wisdom of God say, let me give. Let me give. Hallelujah. It say, give and it shall be given unto you. No. Good measure, shaking together. Huh? Press together. Running over. Shall men give into your bosom? Hallelujah. Well, they give us wood more than Phil can haul. We do use wood, you know. You know, at one time we had to scrap for it a little bit. Now we got more than we can handle. This is the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Seems like some have more grace than they can handle. So help us to measure up, Lord. We certainly don't want to pass it on. We want to use all this grace. Thank you, Lord. But the end of all things. Let me go on. For ye know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich. But the end of all things is at hand. Be sober. Be therefore sober. Sober. And watch under prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. Grudge not one against another, brother. Don't have a chip on your shoulder. Lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. As every man hath received the gift, don't hoard it. Minister the same to another. I'm reading out of the book. God give it to you, then make sure you give it. Praise the Lord. So minister the same to another as good stewards, again, of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as God give the ability. That God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. 1 Peter 1:6. Wherefore ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Hallelujah. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, and whom though now you see him not yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. And that is so clear that we're saved by grace through faith. And to be saved, we'll have to get to the end of the faith. Of course, God's grace is sufficient. But that's how God chose to save us, to begin our faith and to end it. He's the one that begins our faith. He's the one that finished our faith. That's our salvation. Stopping in the middle is not being saved. Hallelujah. You did run well. What doth hinder you? And you should not obey the truth. Wherefore, as one man, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men. You too, for all have sinned. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Without controversy. No debate. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace. Is that you? And of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one. You know who that one is? Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Therefore, as the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, thank you, Lord, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men under justification of life. Of course, man in his righteousness says, it's not fair. You know, oh, even Adam sinned and they made me sinners. Well, that's just how it works. Hallelujah. It's a law. Glory, glory. But even though, you know, one sinner destroys much good, the one good man make many righteous. So where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Hallelujah. Yeah. More than conquerors. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? Yes. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified. Amen. So I believe that. With him. That the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen. Thank you, Lord. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Freed from sin. Hallelujah. That means that sin has no dominion over us. It means we can say no. Absolutely. Absolutely. We can say not today. Hallelujah. By grace I stand. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. I was. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, sin was my master. Oh, help him, Lord. He told me. Told me where to go, what to do. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Thank you. Because it was the law working. Absolutely. Wasn't that I was actually trying. It was just, you know, automatic. Huh? I sinned by nature. Didn't go to school. Wasn't taught. How about you? Hallelujah. Because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Of course, it came in by one man's disobedience. Hallelujah. But understand that that one man's obedience far outdid that one man's disobedience. Huh? How much more when we are obedient? Huh? Maybe we'll come to the conclusion that obedience is not a bad word.
It's not a bad word.
Since it's by that one man's obedience that we're saved. Huh? It's not a bad word. Well, it's death to you. Don't forget that. It's death to you. Hallelujah. But that's good. Hallelujah. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Being then made free from sin, you became servants of righteousness. Hallelujah. We loose from one law and bound to another. Ain't that all right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. All right. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For you have yielded your members, servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity. Even so now yield your members, servants to righteousness, unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. But being now made free from sin and become servants to God, we serve the Lord Christ. You have your fruits unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you, Lord. Enter ye at the straight gate. Wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many there be which go in therein, because straight is the gate. Narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, few there be that find it. Of course, there are many going to think that they're on the way. Really? But few will find it. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? He said unto them, strive ye. Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many will seek to enter in. Many will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. He shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. 2 Peter 2:1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. All right, privily, secret in private. Secret in private. You know, clandestine. Clandestine. You know, be careful. Hallelujah. I'm not speaking privily. What I say to one, I say to all. Hallelujah. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. But notice the operation of the false ones. They do it privately. I'm reading it out of the book. That's how the serpent did it. He found Eve privately. And he said, God is a liar. Absolutely. And she believed him. Flat, he said, have God said? And he ended up saying, no, you won't die. See? He still tells the same lie. What are you going to testify to? Is this pertinent to what we're talking about? We're going to take your word for it.
I was scrolling through something, and sometimes a little video will come up, and it was this cat, and he got locked out of the door. Like, his master went out the front door, but he didn't notice the cat followed him. When the owner went back into the house, he slammed the door, and the cat was out there, and he was leaping all over the door to get in. He was meowing. The camera. The door camera was getting all of this. And I immediately thought of the virgins who weren't going to be allowed back in, and how the it was started to rain, and the cat got worse and worse. As it's not so much that you see that he's not opening the door, but what's out there with that cat, he was just terrified. And that's what it'll be like. They're not going to just knock and say, open up. They're going to be screaming. They're going to be tormented.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, strive ye. Strive ye. Glory, glory. Giving all diligence. Make your calling and election sure. Let's not sit down to eat and drink. And rise up and play. Amen. You know, eat the good word of God.
Amen.
You know, drink this water of life. Amen. And then we get up and talk foolish.
Amen.
So, discord.
Amen.
Be false witnesses. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Who privilege shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Many, many shall follow their pernicious ways. We don't want to be part of the many. By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Praise the Lord. What is the way of truth? It's the way of the cross. Self-denial, total surrender to the living God. I won't back up. Oh, there's no way for a man to be saved doing what he wants to do. No, no, no. Charting his own course. No. Hallelujah. Seeking everything but God. You know, pleasure, gain. You can't be saved like that. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm talking to us, you know. Yeah, it requires full surrender. I mean, that's what a Almighty God is worthy of. No? Yeah. Full surrender. Perfect obedience. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm going on in Jesus' name. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Matthew 24 said, take heed that no man deceive you. Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended and shall betray one another. And shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise. And shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
Amen.
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Thank you, Lord. For as much then as the children are partakers, that's us, children, we're children of God, and we are partakers of flesh and blood. He, Jesus Christ, himself, likewise took part of the same. So he has complete, perfect appreciation for our state, our weaknesses, our frailty. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. So we need to, take out of the jukebox that nobody knows. Let's play another song. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. He took part of the same that he through death might destroy him that had the power of death.
Amen.
And you see the wisdom of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The wisdom of God in his power move. He was in his weakest, most vulnerable.
Yes.
I guess we should learn from that.
Yes.
I'm sure we should learn from
Amen.
That. He got the victory in his weakness.
Yes.
That was his power.
Yes.
That's our power.
Yes.
Let the weak say, I'm strong. Hallelujah. The devil got caught in his own trap. Absolutely. In fact, when he was talking to Eve, he was getting in his own trap. Yeah. God put him there for bait. Old Satan took it. Hallelujah. It's his demise, you know. I've got here the end of Satan. I'm going to read it here in a minute. He took part of the same in doing that. He was able to destroy him that had the power of death. That's how he did it. He didn't make nuclear weapons or atomic weapons or what are these things that fly up there?
Drones.
No. He formed himself in this old weak flesh. Hallelujah. Offered himself up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They buried him, and on the third day, God raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand. Glory to his name. Powers and principalities being subject to him. That's how we get the victory, saints. There's no need for us to pound on our chest. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me his prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God. The power of God. Hallelujah. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling. He's not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. But now is made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel of Jesus Christ. He that believeth on me shall never die. Glory, glory. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. For this cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed.
Amen.
You all aren't ashamed, huh? Because you're here. Under authority. Praise the Lord. Oh, I know. Well, I'm here, but I'm not under. Shame on you. You're here in rebellion, huh? You're going to have to reckon with God. Hallelujah. I'm persuaded. He said, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed.
Amen.
And I'm persuaded the one who I believe is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. So in our wisdom, we commit the keeping of our soul unto him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. I hear Bakia saying yes. Glory, glory. Isn't it nice? God giving old Bakia a gift. She stirred me up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord. We should give God the glory. Thank you, Lord. So again, I must remind us that we must commit to him the keeping of our soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In well-doing, knowing that he's faithful.
Yes.
Faithful is he that calleth you.
Yes.
He's a faithful witness.
Hallelujah.
He'll sanctify you wholly. That your whole spirit, soul, and body might be preserved.
Amen.
Perfect.
Yes.
Blameless. At the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blameless.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm going to commit my soul to the Lord. In so doing, we'll have to obey them that have the rule over us. You always spoil it, Pastor. I just speak the word. Well, what do you want me to do? Speak it in unrighteousness? Or you just submit to keeping up your soul to God. Don't worry about nobody else. You know, just that's not what the scripture says. It's to obey them that have the rule over you. He said they watch for your soul. And it has nothing to do with the man. It has to do with the line of authority. Hallelujah. We're wise when we say, no, I'm going to choose the man to watch for my soul. Like you're going to choose the God to save you, huh? If you choose him, he won't be able to save you. And if you choose the one to watch for your soul, he won't be able to watch for your soul. Hallelujah. No, he won't. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Obedience better than sacrifice, brother. And to hearken in the fat of rams. Hallelujah. Trust and obey. There is no other way. And the devil that deceived them, many deceived. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Now the ones that were judged were judged out of the books. We were just written in the book. Huh? Already judged. Huh? If you're in the book, you're already judged. Hallelujah. We're judged righteous through the faith of Jesus Christ. So we rejoice, not because the sick are healed or the lame walk, but that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. All right. Brother Edward, you awake, man?
I'm awake, brother.
All right, pray for us then. We can take a nap later on.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Salvation is of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Father God, who truth, Lord, truth. We know not. We know not what to pray for as we ought, Lord. And I have to depend on you every single time, Lord God, to inspire me to something to pray for, even though it seems like it should be obvious. But it's not, because you're the all-wise God.
Thank you, Lord.
So we give you glory, Father God. Thank you for saving such a bunch of miserable, sinful people as we are.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the grace of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for choosing us, calling us, putting our names in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Hallelujah.
Before we were ever born. My God, thank you, Lord. It's surely not by works of righteousness that we've done at all. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, Father, I also want to thank you for this. Brother Stair planted, Pastor Rice watered, but it's you that giveth the increase.
Hallelujah.
And I thank you for that.
Thank you, Lord.
And people say, but y'all don't have many. Right.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Neither did Gideon when it was time to go to the battle. He had many professors until it was the time to go forth. As we heard this morning, we have the power, we have the authority, we have the grace, but then we need to go forth to the battle.
Amen, brother.
So, Father God, thank you that we don't have many. Lord, I've been with the many before. I'd much rather be where I am right now, with a few dedicated, determined, those that have decided that they will follow Jesus, Lord God. I'd rather be with the few,
yes, Lord,
than the many professors, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord,
you, Lord
God. So, Father God, continue to bless this work, because this is the work of God. No doubt about it. And Lord, I believe on you, him whom you have sent. You sent Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Who sent Brother Stair?
Yes, Lord.
Who in turn touched the heart of Pastor Rice.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God. And so thank you, Father, that this work continues. And may we be determined to continue with it all the way until the end. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. I'll choose a way with the Lord's despised view. I started with Jesus and I'm going through. I'm going through. I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll choose the way with the Lord's despised view. I've started with Jesus and I'm going through. Oh, I'm going through. I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll choose the way with the Lord's despised view. I've started with Jesus and I'm going through.
Hallelujah.
To Jesus every day I find my heart is closer drawn. He's fairer than the glory of the gold and purple dawn. He's all my fancy pictures and his fairest dreams and more. Each day he grows still sweeter as he was the day before. And the hand cannot be fancied this side the golden shore. Oh, there he'll be still sweeter than he ever was before.
Hallelujah.
Maranatha saints, the Lord is coming.